You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
My name's Luke Playford and I'm the Sea Country Facilitator for Dimmeru Aboriginal Corporation in Northeast Arnhem Land. Our mob is Dimmeru Aboriginal Corporation and we have 10 Indigenous rangers and a small team that work to protect the Dimmeru Indigenous Protected Area, which is around the Ngunnawal region.
We are catching up today because of some major developments in within your organisation. And, well, it's a story of national interest, actually. First of all, your organisation recently won a major award. Congratulations, and tell us about this award.
Thank you very much. We were lucky enough to win the Virgin Coast Care Award for the Northern Territory, and it was in recognition of the significant amount of marine debris management we do on our beaches here. The marine debris coming from the sea onto our beaches is a massive problem that Dimmeru have been managing for 25 years now, but it's an increasing problem which causes us to spend increasing amounts of time on trying to maintain our beaches, keep the rubbish off our beaches. So, yes, we're very lucky to work with lots of volunteers, particularly community volunteers, Sea Shepherd and Conservation Volunteers Australia, to together manage this massive problem.
Yeah. Now, give us a scale of how the situation is, and how your task is getting tougher and tougher, I would say, by the day.
Dimmeru has been around for 25 years, and in the early days, the marine debris problem was mainly from the fishing industry. There was ghost nets, there was ropes and fishing-related items, which we still get lots of this. But in more recent years, the debris that we're getting is more of a domestic nature. It's coming out of the drains and rivers and creeks from the Indo-Pacific region. It enters the ocean, and then the currents bring it to the Gulf of Carpentaria, where it lands on our beaches, and we're getting it in loads of around 800 kilograms per kilometre, and we've got over 70 kilometres of coastline to manage, so it's a big job. So, yeah, that's why we need the support. There's only 10 of us rangers working on the job, so we need a lot of volunteers to help us to do the best we can to keep the beaches clean for the young people here, but also more importantly for the marine wildlife that's affected by this problem.
Yeah, no, it's 10 people for such a big area. People wouldn't understand the scale and the amount of work that you have to put in on a daily basis just to keep the place alive.
Yes, that's right, and we see those impacts on our wildlife all the time. It's a very depressing sort of situation, so the rangers are driven to do the best we can for the benefit of the country and the wildlife.
Yeah, and you've been acknowledged for the hard work you do. This has led also to you being selected, your organisation being selected to represent the Northern Territory in this big week that we started yesterday.
Due to the fact that we won the Territory Award, which we're very proud of, it gave us the opportunity to become a finalist for the National Virgin Coast Care Award. So that will be announced in Sydney next November. Great to have that opportunity to represent the Territory, and I suppose more importantly just to highlight this issue, and it's not just a local issue here, it's an issue all around the world. So we hope that it brings more attention to it and more support.
This Coast Care Week, what does it involve?
It's a national event and it can involve a whole range of activities that concern looking after our coastlines and our oceans. So it can be direct action, such as picking up rubbish off beaches, doing restoration work on sand dunes, or, you know, protecting areas from human impact or other impacts. It can involve stormwater drains and catching that rubbish or pollutants, just anything that benefits the coastline. So in our case, there'll be a community clean-up in Niakala to clean up a section of beach there as a community. But other places all around Australia are hosting different events.
Yeah. And this is a major part of Land Care's work. Many of us who are not in the environment wouldn't know what the organization is doing and how important its work is for not only for you, but for all of us, finally.
Exactly, yeah. So Land Care have been around a very long time, and they're all around Australia, and it's basically focusing on supporting the community to care for their environment better, whether that be the coastal environment or the terrestrial environment, wetlands, whatever it may be, community-based projects that benefit that. So just supporting those activities, giving them resources or knowledge to do the job to, you know, the best they can on a community basis.
You have a very large area to cover, and there's only 10 of you, and you rely heavily on volunteers. How important is the work, the contribution of the volunteers? And tell us about their contribution and the importance of their participation in this work that you do.
It's absolutely important in that, as I said, 10 rangers, 70 kilometres of beach. There's no way we can do that all ourselves. So we have been working with Conservation Volunteers Australia for many years, assisting us doing marine debris surveys on a particular stretch of beach at a place called Cape Arnhem.
Yeah.
So that's an intensive survey that involves collecting all the debris, but then counting and analysing and weighing all that to get data on exactly what is coming up on the beach and how much. We've also got a great relationship with Sea Shepherd Australia, who come up for 2 weeks and work on another stretch of beach and do the same, some survey work, but focusing heavily on cleaning up as much as possible. I suppose increasingly we're getting more support from our local community. We've been organising weekend events where we go out to mainly the Cape Arnhem area en masse, probably sometimes, you know, up to 20 vehicles with the families, bring them out for the day, everyone focused on that arduous task of collecting the debris off the beach, but also making it a social and fun activity, but also, you know, teaching the children about this issue and getting them to appreciate that everyone needs to do their bit for the oceans.
sbs.com.au